American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Protecting American values faster than Democrats can defend felons and illegal terrorist gang members. No traveling to Central American countries required.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. 3, 2, 1.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, this happened a few weeks ago, but I'm just now learning about it.
Okay.
What happened in Dearborn, Michigan. You know, this is exactly the kind of arrogance and intolerance.
Are you talking about the mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, who is a Muslim man, who told a Christian member of the city that he wasn't welcome in the city anymore? Is that what you're talking about?
That is exactly what I am talking about.
Yeah.
And I've got a clip from the mayor saying this. And let me just set the table here.
Okay.
The controversy all began with an honorary renaming of a street sign on Warren Avenue in Dearborn, Michigan, and the name was Osama Siblani. Now, he is the publisher.
Wait, what was the name of the street before?
Warren Avenue.
Warren Avenue.
Warren Avenue.
To Obama Siblani.
Osama Siblani.
Osama Siblani.
Osama Siblani. Now, he
Warren
is the,
Avenue. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I get it.
All right.
There's a big Muslim population.
Very big Muslim population.
That's not the issue.
Okay.
So Osama Siblani is the publisher of the Arab American News, and Wayne County officials led the initiative, but city leaders, including the mayor, Abdullah Hamad, attended the ceremony where the street was renamed.
Okay.
And they praised Siblani as a journalism trailblazer.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with recognizing people who contribute to civic life, right?
Sure.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Go ahead.
But there was a citizen who stood up at the city council meeting and said, you know, this doesn't make me comfortable. And the reason it doesn't make me comfortable is that the person that you're changing the name to, Siblani, the
from
name
Warren.
Of the person, from Warren,
yeah.
has publicly praised Hezbollah and Hamas, both of which are recognized terrorist organizations by the United States government.
Yeah.
And so this guy, Siblani, that the street was being renamed for, he even referred to Hezbollah's leader as a hero. So this citizen...
A literal terrorist, he calls a hero.
So this citizen stood up at the city council meeting and he says, you know, I feel like having a sign up there is almost like naming a street Hezbollah Street or Hamas Street. Hezbollah bombed the embassy in Beirut, including many Americans, and I just feel like it is quite inappropriate.
Yeah, Hezbollah definitely did kill Americans in that bombing in Beirut back when Ronald Reagan was president.
And so the mayor, who is a Muslim as well, who lived in Lebanon,
right?
Well, he shot back with this. Take a listen.
I feel like having that sign up there, it's almost like having, you know, naming a street Hezbollah Street or Hamas Street. I mean, Hezbollah, you know, bombed the embassy in Beirut, and including many Americans. So I just feel it's quite inappropriate.
You are an Islamophobe. And although you live here, I want you to know as mayor, you are not welcome here. And the day you move out of the city will be the day that I launch a parade celebrating the fact that you moved out of the city, because you are not somebody who believes in coexistence.
He doesn't believe in coexistence
because he has
a difference of opinion of two terrorist organizations recognized by the United States government as terrorist organizations.
Do I, in order to be tolerant, do I have to celebrate terrorists? Do I need, in order for me to be tolerant, do I need to say, you know what, those 19 hijackers, they really weren't all that bad. They're just a difference of opinion. Am I an Islamophobe if I go, you know, your religion says that you have to kill anybody that's not a member of your religion, and I don't think that that's a very tolerant way to go through life. Does that make me... And here's... This is actually something I've been wrestling with recently, because the word Islamophobe, the mayor in Dearborn just used that to mean you hate Muslims. And he says an Islamophobe, they try and say that means that you hate Muslims. That's not what the word literally means. Phobe, that suffix, phobe, comes from fear, right? It means fear of. Okay, so arachnophobia, that's a fear of spiders. It doesn't mean you necessarily hate spiders, it just means you're scared of them. Okay, so yeah, I actually have a fear of a religion that says you're supposed to go kill people who won't convert to this religion. I don't think that that's a good religion. My religion says I'm supposed to pray for people who don't convert to my religion.
I understand.
I think that's a very different thing. I don't hate you because you're Muslim, but yeah, I'm scared of your ideology that says that I have to leave the city because you want to praise terrorists.
I don't think he spoke out, this citizen in Dearborn, Michigan. I don't think he spoke out because he was afraid of Muslims. He questioned. Here's what he did. He questioned the wisdom of naming a street after someone who praised Hezbollah.
Which is, yes, it is a Muslim organization. But more importantly, it's a terrorist organization.
So I guess if you oppose celebrating someone who is sympathetic to terrorist groups, then you're branded hateful.
That's what the Islamic community in this country is now doing. You see it with the gentleman running for mayor in Minnesota. With the very heavy Somali population
that
Ilhan Omar comes from.
But that is insulting, not just to non-Muslims, but to Muslims who reject extremism.
Yes.
There are millions of Muslim Americans who love this country, who serve in the military,
right,
who respect the Constitution, and to them, equating criticism of Hezbollah with hatred of Islam is a betrayal. It cheapens real faith, and what it does is it lets extremism, which is what this mayor apparently is practicing, hide behind religion.
Yeah.
Because Mayor Hamad could have said, I disagree, but I respect your concern. He could have explained why he thinks Sablani deserves the honor. He could have taken the high road, but instead he took the gutter. Because when you don't have a good argument, what do you resort to? Name calling. And that's really what we're talking about here. And when you elect people who believe they are the city, Mayor Hamad must think he is the city.
He does not think, obviously, that his job
serves
is
the
to
city.
Serve that Christian member of his city. He does not feel any obligation to serve that man. He wants that man out of the city. Because he doesn't care about that man's concerns about honoring someone who praises terrorist organizations.
And God help us in New York City, where you have an anti-Semitic mayoral candidate that apparently is going to win. And, you know,
he wants to cut the budget for the police department by billions of dollars. $2 billion is what he said. I want to cut the police budget day one by $2 billion.
He wants to arrest the prime minister of Israel.
Of Israel on hate crimes, which is not his job. But that would prevent Benjamin Netanyahu from being able to come visit the United Nations, which I think is part of his objective.
But see, this, and I don't think he understands, like this mayor in Dearborn, that every elected official in America is a servant. Not a ruler, not a demigod, but a servant. That's why we call them public servants. And for him to dress down a citizen like that, it's absolutely shameful.
And if Islamic communities in this country want us to respect their religion, they need to start respecting ours. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the federal government spent less money in 2025 than it did in 2024. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Bessent told CNN's Jake Tapper that the fact that had largely gone unnoticed by the media due to the government's shutdown. At the same time, GDP increased. That means that the deficit to GDP ratio dropped in the last fiscal year to 5.9%. That's down from 6.5% during the last full fiscal year of the Biden administration. And it was during the Biden administration suffered some of the highest GDP ratios of any year when America was not at war.
What do you think about that?
I think it's interesting. We're cutting spending and yet we're increasing GDP at the same time, which is the exact opposite of what Democrats think economics does. Second thing you need to know before tomorrow, some details are finally coming out about the alleged Halloween terror plot in Michigan. The FBI filed a 73-page complaint in court against two men under the age of 21 and a teenager from Dearborn, Michigan. The FBI says they are plotting to carry out an attack for ISIS, similar to an attack in Paris in 2015 that killed 130 people. FBI Director Kash Patel said the FBI was able to stop the attack before it could happen. He said, quote, "This FBI acted fast, followed the evidence, and likely saved countless lives."
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, we shudder to think the folks that have come across the border, the sleeper cells that are throughout our country.
Or just living in a community where they're willing to celebrate terrorism. Same community you were just talking about. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, tomorrow is Election Day in several states across the country. New York City will be selecting a new mayor. Most polls say communist anti-Semite Zoran Mandami will win easily. Voters in New Jersey and Virginia will both be selecting new governors in what are expected to be tight races. And in California, voters will weigh in on a proposal to change the state's redistricting laws in a way to allow Democrats to further gerrymander the state and eliminate five more Republican congressional seats before the 2026 election.
You know, folks are not going to be held captive in New York City. As wonderful as it is to visit, and we visited several times.
Look, Jack Cittarelli wins in New Jersey. You're going to see a whole bunch of people just move right across the Hudson. We'll be right back with more American Ground Radio. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
Now, Stephen, do you know anyone who has those days where they just can't focus, their brain feels foggy, and their motivation is gone?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, all the time. I've got a friend, though, who's trying something that actually helps. Brain Reward from Victory Nutrition International.
You know what? I've heard about that. Does it boost your mood and clarity?
That's right. And the best part is it does it without those caffeine jitters. Brain Reward uses vitamins and nutrients to help regulate stress and to keep you focused.
So whether you're at work, in school, or even tackling a creative project, it sounds like it's giving the brain the fuel it really needs.
Now you can try it for less. Victory Nutrition is giving you 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR and use the promo code AGR20.
Plus, when you order $200 or more, you'll get free standard shipping.
Get 20% off when you go to vni.live/AGR. Use the promo code AGR20. That's vni.live/AGR and use AGR20.
Victory Nutrition International. Nutrition that gets in.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud, or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcast.
In the next few minutes, minds will be opened. New journeys will begin. Small wonders can occur in just a few minutes. How? By listening to American Ground Radio every day, fully informed, entertaining, and prepared just for you. Listen for just a few minutes and enjoy, on air or wherever you listen to podcasts. In the next few minutes, good things are going to happen on American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. It's What's for Dinner.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, what happened to the days where being an American mean you wanted to be part of America? You wanted to be part of the team. And if you came to this country, it wasn't to be, you know, it wasn't to change this country. You came to build, to work, to join the great melting pot where different people kept different customs. But by God, they all agreed on one thing, is that we're here together. We play by the same rules. That's what made this country something that other nations envy.
Yeah, but we changed the way we were bringing people into this country. Instead of coming in through Ellis Island, instead of coming in and in an organized, orderly process, we started just bringing people in across the border willy-nilly. And then during the Biden administration, and actually the Obama administration, we went and grabbed populations in countries where they were really failed countries. Somalia is a great example of this. We grabbed a massive population out of Somalia where they had no history of representative government. They had no history of widespread literacy. They had no history of women's rights. They had no history of tolerance for other people. That's not the culture of Somalia. And they brought them to the United States in large groups,
right.
dumped them here and said, great, here's where you live now.
That's why there are people in this country right now who aren't integrating, who aren't part of that melting pot. They are embracing the very ideologies that attack this nation.
And the left goes, we shouldn't be making kids pledge allegiance to the flag.
No, we should.
Yeah, we absolutely should, because it's not just about the flag. It's to the republic for which it stands. If you don't love the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, if you don't love this republic, we don't need you here. Now, I'm not saying you have to think that the republic is perfect. I'm not saying you have to think the government's always right. Frankly, part of being an American is to think that the government's not ever always going to be right.
No, but you don't want to do harm to your countrymen.
To believe that the freedom of speech is our most important right.
I mean, these folks, we were talking about, or you were talking about all the top three in Dearborn. I mean, they were planning a Paris-style attack on Halloween as families were going trick-or-treating.
And they're not the only ones, and that's the problem. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, where has Kimberly been recently?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas. Mama, Mama. Mama told me not to come.
She said... And joining us now are American Mamas, Terry Netterville and Kimberly Burleson. We've missed you. Terry's done a wonderful job filling in.
Thank you.
There's, as I understand it, there's been some chaos going on.
I've been in house hell. I've had my house is flooded.
Uh-huh.
I had a car totaled. My house was being fixed and then they actually hit a water line and it flooded again. So that's where I've been.
Wait, why did it flood the first time?
It was a toilet that overflowed.
That'll do it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then when they were fixing things, they just drilled right into a water main, did it all over again. So it's been crazy. And in the midst of this, we had a family member die.
Oh, no.
And I had company.
Oh, excellent.
I had company. That was the good thing. The highlight was having my company come for the weekend.
We've talked about company with you before, and you have a hard and
they know
fast
the rule.
Rule.
They know the rule, and they adhered by the stay for only 3 days rule.
That's the rule for you.
That's the rule.
3 days, and then you're gone. Nobody gets to stay longer.
But in the midst of them coming, we had so much fun talking about stories, but my girlfriend and her husband shared the craziest story, and I have to share it with everybody.
Okay.
They have a membership to a massage place, and I'm not going to say who it is because it's a well-known massage place.
Okay.
And there's a questionnaire. When you go to one of these places, you have a questionnaire, and it tells you, would you rather a female or a male massage you?
Okay.
So my guy, Mike, my friend's husband, he put female because he's just not comfortable with the guy massaging him.
I get that.
He goes in for his appointment, and Jin walks in, who identifies as a woman, but he is a man.
Oh, no.
So Mike, my friend, he says he's very uncomfortable. There's people in the waiting room. He doesn't really know how to deal with this. So he doesn't want to make a scene, so he goes to the front, and he says, can I speak with the manager?
Yeah.
And she says, I am the manager. And he goes, I put on my questionnaire that I didn't want a man massaging me, and so I'm not really comfortable with Jin Jin. And she said loudly, that is a woman. And he goes, no, that's a man who thinks he's a woman, but I'm not comfortable. We don't discriminate in this place. And if you have a problem with it, you can leave. And he said he left.
Yeah.
He was very uncomfortable. He left. He gets home. My girlfriend, Kathleen, she's like, that's wrong. You need to call them. So he calls them. They agree to give him his money back.
Okay.
But he goes to another location, which is the same company. And he fills out another questionnaire. And so he puts on his questionnaire, biological woman. He would prefer a biological woman.
Okay. Trying to
fix it.
The
manager thought that was funny. And she said, why? I'm just curious. Like, why did you say biological woman? And so he shares the story of the other location,
which is the same,
the same franchise.
Okay.
And she could not believe it. She could not believe it. And he said, what would you have done in that situation? And I probably would have said, just a little. I don't know what I would have done in that situation, but it was very upsetting to him. And I thought, how interesting. What an interesting situation.
But again, this is where we get back to the truth matters, right?
Yeah.
And if I say I'm not comfortable, especially in a Me Too era, right? Mm-hmm. So say you have a woman who goes in for a massage, and say she's been raped in the past, say she's been abused, violated.
So true.
So she's not comfortable around men. She cannot relax around men she doesn't know, because that's been the source of her trauma in the past.
Yeah.
And she says, I want a woman. And this gentleman comes in claiming to be a woman, and she's now vulnerable. She's in, you know, a massage a parlor, right?
You know,
a lot of it's clothing.
A lot of it's,
you know, you're basically just wearing a towel.
Yeah.
And now there's a man there saying that he's a woman, and you've clearly asked for a woman. In the Me Too era, isn't that traumatizing for the customer?
100%.
Yeah. You know, a couple of things struck me about the whole story. He was trying to be discreet. So the fact that the manager ended up being loud, virtue signaling to everybody in the place, like I'm this virtuous person who does not see, you know, that this person is actually a man. He says he's a woman, so he's a woman. The other thing I thought was so interesting is right now in the UK, the Glamour magazine has 9 transgender men on the cover.
Yeah.
And they are all women of the year. They are all heralded as these strong, capable women. And when you go and you read some of the lines that they've said, one of the things that one of the men, they said, if you could have a wish, what would you wish? One of these transgender men who are now transgender women said, you know, I just wish that these men in this world would just like date us without judging us. Like, what is the big deal?
Oh.
We are women. And I often talk about how worried I am for these college boys.
Yeah.
And if they are on at a bar dancing with who they think is a woman, all their buddies are there only to, you know, make out with them, dance, and then find out that that's actually a male that they just made out with, how damaging that is. You should be able to say the truth. I'm a male who wants to be a woman, so I have all the makeup and I put on the dress. But the harm it's doing in so many different areas is that something we have to
address. Yeah. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, americangroundradio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettable, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Slick Willie here, your 42nd president. Got a bit of a reputation, yeah.
It's a very special day for the ladies, man.
My bedroom is stocked with my pillow, sheets and blankets, pillows, oh yeah. Baby, I got all the good stuff. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals and towel, dog beds. Sometimes I say something to Hill or she catches me doing something I shouldn't be caught at, and I have to spend some time in the dog bed.
You are in the doghouse.
Well, that's why you want to get the most comfortable dog bed you can get, and MyPillow has the world's most comfortable dog beds, and I should know. I've spent a lot of time in the doghouse. You'll get 70% off on all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use the AGR code, that's AGR, and save 70%.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Lewis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling cause they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
It's now available with no artificial flavors, sweetenings, or petroleum-based dyes. It's all natural, harvested on American ground. You're making America smart again, baby.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis R. Avalone.
So actor George Clooney, you know, he wrote that op-ed piece during the 2024 election.
Right.
I guess urging Biden to step down in favor of Kamala.
Yes.
Well, now he says he made a mistake. He thinks all Democrats made a mistake thinking that Kamala was going to do better in the election than Biden.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake.
But at the same time, I mean, we all knew that. I mean,
well, you know what?
Our audience knew this, but I think what George Clooney is explaining, he says the reason that she did so poorly was that
she's an idiot?
No. He says that she was running, she could not get away from her record. Her record, insofar as she's vice president of the United States, she was part of the destruction of the Biden administration. And so it's very difficult, he said, basically for her to say, that's not me. I'm going to do something different.
So she couldn't get away from her own past.
Essentially, couldn't say I'm not that person. Right.
Yeah. I mean, she was responsible for the border. Right. She was the border czar. She was responsible for that. You shouldn't be able to get away from your record. George Clooney, look, George Clooney shouldn't be able to get away from his record. No one should hire George to do movies if he was never successful. The reason why George Clooney was so successful in movie after movie after movie, got paid so much, was because he couldn't get away from his record. His record was one of success at the box office. That's how life works. You shouldn't be able to get away from your record.
I know, but you know, this is just so emblematic of when elites play politics, like they're casting a movie. Right, where you think image matters more than competence. When you treat elections like film festivals and voters like an audience instead of citizens, this is what you get.
But let's play this game out. So it was a mistake to put Kamala in for Joe Biden. But let's just say it wasn't a mistake to knock Joe Biden out, because, frankly, Joe Biden was one stair away from knocking himself out.
He was already there.
What Democrat could have beat Trump?
I don't think there was one.
I don't think so either.
I don't think there was
one. That's the Democrats' problem. It wasn't that they didn't have the right Democrat in there. It's that they weren't going to win. They just weren't going to win.
But I think the other part of that is that Democrats thought they could engineer.
Yes.
Basically a candidate.
They just needed the right puppet. And that's the wrong way to go
exactly
about doing things. Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine.
All right, so during the Biden administration, speaking of failure, the number of people on SNAP benefits skyrocketed. 54% rise in 2 years. That's up to an estimated $120 billion annually. Now, this is one of the differences between the Democrat Party and the Republican Party, if you don't have this down. Democrats will celebrate how many people they put on government assistance, whereas Republicans will celebrate how many people no longer need government assistance. That's a big difference.
100%.
Yes, fair enough.
Absolutely.
Okay. So when the Trump administration took over, one of the things they wanted to figure out was why those SNAP benefits went up so much. Why did we see a 54% increase? So Agricultural Secretary Brooke Rollins was talking about that over the weekend. She said, quote, "We asked every state for the first time in history," and this was in February, "to send us their data and let us, with DOGE and a war room, actually start going through this data to better understand how this explosion of SNAP benefits happened under Joe Biden. We increased almost 40% on this program in just a couple of years under the Biden administration." Okay, so every state's getting federal government dollars to prop up their SNAP benefits for low-income residents. Yes?
Right.
That's
right.
How this works. Okay, and the federal government has a right to know how those dollars are being spent. Yes? Okay.
Well, sure. So we the people do.
So asking for that information from the states, well, that's good governance. We got to figure out what's going on. We got to know how our money's being spent. Accountability. So 29 states complied with the order from Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, and they turned over all of their records of who was getting SNAP benefits, when all this changed, all this, okay? And then DOGE went through it, and the Agriculture Department went through it, and it turns out there was a lot of fraud going on in those 29 states. Brooke Rollins said, "In that data, and I haven't talked about this publicly yet, we have thousands and thousands of illegal use of the EBT card." That's that SNAP benefit, the electronic benefits transfer. "We found one guy in six different states getting a benefit. We found about 5,000 people that are dead who are still getting benefits."
That are gaming the system.
Yes. Now, so far, only 118 people have been arrested for the SNAP fraud nationwide. But Rollins says more is coming.
But see, this is what you get from the left, that compassion means cutting more checks. So the
right.
more checks you cut to folks,
the more compassionate,
Compassionate you are. But
the more,
you know,
government money you throw at a problem, the nicer person you are.
But the dirty secret is
it's a waste of money.
Well, it's a waste of money, but it's also control. It's a leash on those who are receiving those checks.
That's exactly right. You aren't actually lifting them up into prosperity. You are keeping them in government bondage.
Because if you really want to express compassion, compassion is creating a society where a man or woman doesn't need a handout to put food on the table.
Yeah, the objective should be to get them to a point to where they no longer need government assistance. And that's not how Democrats measure this. Now, again, that's just in the 29 states that complied with the request for information. 21 states never turned over that information. Here's a list of those states. Let me, Louis, just see if you can spot a trend in this list.
Yes. Go right ahead, please.
California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland,
shameful.
Massachusetts, absolutely Michigan, Minnesota, ridiculous. Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, Virginia, Washington State, and actually we'll throw in a bonus, Washington, D.C. The city didn't comply either. All right, so 17 of those 21 states, in case you didn't notice the trend, are Democrat trifecta. 17 out of 21. There are no Republican-run states that failed to comply with the request. The other states that didn't, the other four, are purple states, a mix of Democrat and Republican control.
You know, I don't understand that. I guess they feel, again, they feel like that they're creating or engineering a new constituency here.
Well, it's worse. Not only did the Democrat states not comply, they sued the Department of Agriculture for even asking for the data on how they were spending the federal dollars.
Well, then just cut off the money. Then just the federal dollars, cut it off.
Well, that's what the Democrats did this week.
Until you can comply.
That's what the Democrats did this week. They cut off funding for SNAP.
Isn't that horrible to say? That sounds very heartless.
Look,
but at the same time, by wasting those dollars on people who aren't eligible, what you're doing is you're taking those dollars away from folks that are eligible,
that's right,
that really need that assistance.
So odds are in these 21 states, the Democrat-run states, the states that are suing the federal government to hide their information, odds are a lot of that money is going to illegal aliens. There's a report from DOGE earlier this year. This is what they said. In 2021, you see 270,000 people. It goes all the way up to 2.1 million in 2024. These are illegal aliens who are getting Social Security numbers. The defaults in the system from Social Security to all the benefit programs have been set to max inclusion, max pay for these people with minimum collection. We found 1.3 million of them already on Medicaid as an example. In every benefit program we reviewed, we found individuals from this particular group, about 5.5 million people receiving benefits.
Look, there are moments, don't get me wrong, there are moments when we all fall on hard times.
That's
true. There are layoffs, there's illnesses, there's tragedy. We are a compassionate nation, but we ought to be giving that assistance to only those who are legitimately eligible.
And instead of putting Americans first, Democrats sued the Trump administration so they could continue to hide.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Hiring the right people for your business can feel like a gamble, especially when you don't know who you're really bringing on board.
That's why businesses nationwide trust Global Data Fusion hiring and screening solutions.
From background checks to drug testing, even across state lines, they've got you covered. Their expert team ensures compliance and delivers fast, reliable results.
Call Global Data Fusion at 337-205-3007. Mention AGR and they'll waive the sign-up fee.
Global Data Fusion, because your team starts with trust.
You know, some folks are just popping vitamins every morning and nothing's happening.
Well, that's like tossing quarters into a vending machine that's out of order. It's a total waste.
Exactly. It's why more and more people are switching to ProtoVite from Victory Nutrition International. ProtoVite has over 100 nutrients, vitamins, and plant extracts all packed into one shot.
So instead of guessing if your vitamins are working, ProtoVite gives you daily support for energy, focus, and immune health.
And here's the kicker. You can get ProtoVite only at Victory Nutrition International.
Just go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to snag 20% off your order.
Start your morning with ProtoVite and actually feel the difference.
Well, so many already have, and you should too. Go to vni.life/AGR and be sure to use the AGR20 code to get 20% off your order.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey,
Hey, y'all, grab your friends and head out this weekend. October 9th through 11th, Zawali Tamale Fiesta in Sabine. October 10th through 12th, Gumbo Festival in Thibodaux. October 11th, Louisiana Art and Folk Festival in Columbia. October 11th through 12th, K-Pasa Fest in Metairie and Hammond North Shore Regional Air Show. Visit festivals.explorelouisiana.com and make your plans to Laissez les bon temps rouler.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, it looks like the clock has finally run out on one of Washington's longest-serving elected officials, Nancy Pelosi.
What's that?
85 years old.
Yeah.
After nearly four decades in Congress.
Yeah.
She reportedly is getting ready to call it quits in 2026, that she is not running for re-election. You know, this has got to be really burning her you-know-what, because Trump is outlasting her, right? This is the pen that impeached him. You know, she had like, what, a dozen pens? No, she had like two dozen pens. You remember?
I don't remember that part. I remember her ripping up the State of the Union address and just really, frankly, I'm not even convinced it was it wasn't illegal what she did, because that was actually destruction of government property.
It was. But look, it was her mission to take him down.
Yes.
Oh, two impeachments. Endless investigations, all the smug press conferences with her waving papers and lecturing Americans like she was our moral compass.
Person who hated her, who hated Donald Trump more, is either Rosie O'Donnell or Hillary Clinton. I think those are the only people who hated him more.
Now look, she's going to get like the full Hollywood send off.
Oh sure,
the media is going to gush about her historic career.
Speaker of the House.
Yeah. They'll say that she broke the glass ceiling. She redefined leadership.
She broke something.
She paved the way for women in politics. Well, only if you're liberal.
She created a much more acrimonious.
Oh, it was destructive.
House of Representatives.
Her tenure wasn't just
awful.
Nearly four decades long. It was destructive.
You know, Mike Johnson, when he was a freshman in the House, he drew up this contract for civility, talking about, you know, everybody would, we can disagree, but
she
wasn't
interested in that.
She was the Speaker of the House, and she never signed. She was one of the handful of people in the House who never signed the contract of civility that Mike Johnson drew up in his first year. And he's now Speaker. And you look at how he's handled the gavel and how she handled the gavel. It's night and day different.
No, look, it's about time she retires. In fact, it's
time.
Long overdue.
Yes.
So anyway, I think it's poetic justice, though, that Trump outlasted her. Well, think about that symbolism for just a second.
I would say that her leaving the House is going to be a bright spot, except whoever replaces her is going to be at least as leftist, if not more.
Possibly.
Yeah. So we're going to have to look somewhere else for our bright spot. So I ran across some information about the United States Navy that I thought was pretty cool. You know, the Navy currently has 86 nuclear-powered submarines and aircraft carriers operating around the world. So they're building...
How many?
86.
86?
So they are building an average of 1 to 2 nuclear reactors every single year for
these
ships.
Wait a minute. we have 86 nuclear submarines.
Well, 86 nuclear submarines and aircraft carriers.
Okay.
So I think you got about 12 aircraft carriers.
But they're all nuclear powered.
So you got like 74 nuclear powered submarines.
I got
yes.
you.
But the point is that these are nuclear reactors. And there's a lot of technology. It's important technologies. We try to increase our power generation in this country. Data centers are power hungry, right? And nuclear power plants can put out a lot of energy. But people are pretty afraid of nuclear. They think of Chernobyl. They think of Three Mile Island. They think of Fukushima. But if you look at the track record of the U.S. Navy when it comes to nuclear power, man, it's pretty amazing. I saw a post on Twitter from Andrew Cote. The U.S. Navy has managed a total of 273 nuclear reactors, 6,200 reactor years, over 177 million miles, averaging four new reactors per year over 70 years. They have done this with a perfect safety record. Zero accidents, zero injuries, zero deaths, zero environmental pollution.
Well, our military, our United States military, is the finest in the world.
Well, and what's more is the people that are actually manning and operating these nuclear reactors underwater and on top of the water are 18 to 24-year-olds for the most part.
And so what this means, if I remember correctly, is you've got ships that can go 25 years without refueling.
Yeah.
That's just insane.
All right.
Now, 25 years, no refueling.
That's what's out at sea. Now, look at the U.S. as a total. There are currently 94 U.S. nuclear power plants in the United States, just eight more than the number of nuclear power plants we have at sea. But those that we're building on land are somehow a lot more expensive. The reactors for the Navy, it costs us about $2 billion each to build a nuclear reactor for the Navy, for the ships. And again, you got to put these in a boat, right? You got to put them in a submarine or in an aircraft carrier. $2 billion each. A new reactor by NuScale, built on U.S. territory, is going to average $10 billion, five times as much. That is a problem. When we're building nuclear reactors, and the Navy's nuclear reactors puts out about 80% of the power that a NuScale $10 billion one. So per gigawatt hour, it's more than twice as expensive to build a reactor on land as it is to build one for the sea. That doesn't make any sense unless you look at the regulations that are involved.
And the lobby or the lobbyists that are involved in protecting our existing energy sources.
And just trying to stop nuclear at all costs. Look, the Navy knows how to build and maintain nuclear power plants better than any other organization on planet Earth. And that's a bright spot. And it's one the rest of our country needs to learn from quickly, because we're going to need that energy and nuclear can provide it. I think it's a bright spot, yeah?
Yeah, 100%. Real energy independence.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Now, Stephen, a lot of people have been talking about feeling sluggish and bloated and not sleeping well.
Yeah, that's why you need Insorb from Victory Nutrition International. Clinical studies show Insorb not only helps boost your immune system, but also supports better sleep.
When your digestion system is off, nothing feels right. If you're dealing with that bloating and discomfort after meals, Insorb is designed to help.
It's all about getting your body back in balance. More energy, better sleep, stronger immunity.
Try it right now and save. Go to VNI.life/AGR and use code AGR20 at checkout for 20% off your order.
Plus, when you order $200 or more from Victory Nutrition International, you'll get free standard shipping.
Your immune system, your sleep, and your digestion system will thank you.
Go to VNI.life/AGR today and use the code AGR20 for 20% off. That's VNI.life/AGR and use promo code AGR20.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
A long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Hey, Slick Willie here, 42nd president. Yeah, I've been known to spend a lot of time in the bedroom. Yeah. My bedroom is stocked with MyPillow sheets, blankets, and pillows. I love MyPillow. But that doesn't mean I slept with MyPillow. I did not have sleeping relations with MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the code AGR. You'll get 70% off everything, including slippers, sandals, towels, blue dresses, whatnot. When Hill and I are lounging around the house, or if I have a female friend, back to the discount code, you'll get 70% off all your MyPillow gear when you go to MyPillow and use that code AGR. That's AGR and save 70%.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator, I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So right now, in just one weekend in Chicago.
Yes.
This was over the weekend from Friday to Sunday evening.
Halloween, November 1st, November 2nd.
At least 23 people were shot in Chicago. And then, so President Trump wants to send the National Guard in. The mayor, Mayor Johnson there is actively fighting it. You had a federal court last month who actually blocked the deployment of National Guard troops in Chicago.
Right.
The Supreme Court took the unusual step of asking for more briefing in that case, which means the justices are watching closely. But in the meantime, people are dying. And my question is, why would Mayor Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, not want to call in backup or support when he has citizens, human beings, that are being murdered by the dozens every month?
Because he's got Trump derangement syndrome.
That he hates Trump more than he loves his people?
Well,
his constituents?
He hates Trump so much he's not able to think logically. And he's simply he's equated the National Guard with an invasion like, you know, Fallujah.
This is infuriating.
That's not what this
is. Absolutely infuriating, because this is, he's making it about politics.
Yes.
And not public safety.
That's right. And the people of Chicago will continue to suffer so long as they continue to vote for Democrats who hate Donald Trump.
Well, it is time for somebody to step up and say, whoa.
Oh, wow! Whoa! I mean, whoa!
Scott Johnson is a STEAM teacher at Red Cross Elementary in Kentucky. STEAM is the acronym for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, and Math. Turns out Scott is really good at it, too. You see, a couple of years ago, Scott noticed that one of his kindergarten students didn't have a hand. Little Jackson Farmer just had a rubber prosthetic that didn't have any function. So Scott got to work with the 3D printers in his classroom, trying to develop a more functional hand for Jackson. Took Scott several years to develop the plans, but 25 hours of printing and 4 hours of assembly later, he created a hand for Jackson that allows him to grasp objects with his new plastic fingers by simply flexing his wrist. And without batteries or electric parts, and it only costs $30 to make.
That is so fantastic.
Isn't that amazing? May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.